Copeland. Liberian rebels have opened a second front against government troops. This comes as a Nigerian official says peacekeepers won't arrive in Liberia this week. Laura Iyama reports.
A rebel group has begun a new offensive in Liberia's second-largest city, Buchanan, trying to take the last remaining port from government hands. U.S. officials have called for rebels to not advance on Buchanan and to withdraw from Monrovia so peacekeepers can come in. But a Nigerian general says it's unlikely that any peacekeeping forces will be deployed this week. This probably delays any U.S. action, since Bush administration officials have said only after West African peacekeepers have arrived and Liberian President Charles Taylor has left will any American role begin. Laura Iyama, Washington.
The remains of missing Baylor University basketball player Patrick Dennehy have been identified, and officials at the Waco, Texas school are reacting. Dave Bliss, head coach of the men's basketball team, told reporters he feels betrayed that Dennehy's life was cut short in his prime. He said the entire community is grieving. The remains of the 6-foot-10-inch center were discovered just outside of Waco on Friday and positively identified late last night. Dennehy had been missing since mid-June. His former teammate and roommate Carlton Dotson has been charged with his murder. Dotson remains behind bars in Maryland, where he's fighting extradition back to Texas.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
Bob Hope's daughter says her father would have been thrilled at all the tributes he's receiving since his death last night. Linda Hope says her father loved an audience and cameras and would have loved to be at today's news conference. She recalled that one of Hope's writers told the comedian once, quote, "If you had your life to live over again, you wouldn't have time." When his wife asked Hope where he wanted to be buried, the comedic legend said, "Surprise me." The comedian's daughter says her father will indeed be surprised. Hope will be laid to rest in a private ceremony. The family has scheduled a memorial service for August 27th. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is hailing the planned opening of the first public high school for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transsexual students. The mayor says the kids have had to worry about being constantly harassed and beaten in other schools, and he says, quote, "This lets them get an education without having to worry." The Harvey Milk School has been operating with two classrooms for 20 years, but this fall the school will be expanding to accommodate 100 students. The expansion is going to cost $3.2 million.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Democratic officials gathered in Boston today to launch what they're calling the campaign to take back the White House. Work has begun for next July's Democratic National Convention. Today, New Mexico's Governor Bill Richardson was nominated to be the convention's permanent chair. Delegates will vote on the nomination at the opening session of the convention 1 year from now. The convention's chief executive officer, Rod O'Connor, says the Secret Service is looking over every possible security issue for when Democrats gather at the Fleet Center. That includes whether to close a major transit center nearby. An estimated 35,000 people are expected to attend the convention, along with 15,000 members of the media from around the world. It was a mixed day on Wall Street as investors mulled over a round of mixed earning news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 18 points to 92.66. The NASDAQ was up 4 to 17.35. The S&P 500 edged down 2 points to finish at 9.96. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, running whitewater rapids. What a thrilling sport. In a raft. But in a car, it's a ride that may literally take your breath away. When I come back, I'll bail you out. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. No one intentionally confuses cars for recreational rafts. But if you find yourself in a stream of late-melting snows or heavy spring rains, remember the kid's toy, a pogo stick. P-O-G-O. P, pop seat belts, after you go in water because they protect you on impact. O, open the window quickly, especially if you have power windows. G-O, get out. No explanation necessary. So make sure your whitewater adventure is with a guide and a paddle. Heed warnings of washed-out roads. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
And you're swallowing all life's lies.
Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, welcome back, Mike. Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Still, our announcer is Robin Bittman. Phone number here is 800-TALK-YES. That's 800-825-5937. Hope you're going to join us tonight. You can email MikeDMalloy@earthlink.net. Did y'all have a good time while I was gone? Boy, just all kinds of hell broke loose, huh? We were hardly airborne Friday when the news started seeping into the... See, I can talk like that now because I fly. The news started seeping into the plane that we were on about all sorts of stuff going on. Of course, I forget what it was at this point. Oh, yeah, the British guy who sliced his own wrist and committed suicide, and Uday and Kusei killed, and it just goes on and on. A nominee for the Secretary of the Navy found dead. What the hell is going on? What else? How many U.S. Service members, how many U.S. soldiers have died in the 9 days? What's it been, Kathy, 9 days that we've been gone? 20? Are we up to 20? David Kelly, that's the scientist, who told the BBC that the British government lied about the threat from Iraq, found dead with his wrist slit. Just goes on and on. Boy, all of this in just 1 week, plus this. Democrats left a House Ways and Means Committee session last Friday, and the Republican who heads that panel called in the police. What the hell is going on? We really do live in a nascent fascist society, don't we? They call out the Office of Homeland Security against Democrats in Texas. And this thug, Bill Thomas, the Republican who heads from California, that heads the Ways and Means Committee, calls out the Capitol Police because Democrats say to hell with this and walk out. Man. Oh, and the CIA or the report on 911 came out, and everybody apparently has agreed to use a What's the term that they're using, Kathy, that actually refers to Saudi Arabia? Oh, an unnamed country. We're all supposed to say an unnamed country provided financing and funding and assistance to the people who came to the United States and committed mass murder on September 11th, Bush's business partners, the Saudi royal family. We're not supposed to talk about Saudi Arabia. When the report came out, all that was redacted or blacked out, whatever you call it. And nobody's supposed to say it's Saudi Arabia, although the Saudi Arabian, the foreign minister, says, oh, it's lies. It's all lies. I tell you, lies. So we're all supposed to refer to it now as an unnamed third country. Is that how we're doing it? An unnamed country that provided. And everybody knows. Come on. We all know. The media knows. The Republicans know. Democrats know. I know. You know. They're talking about Saudi Arabians who the Saudi government funded the attack on this country. The Saudi government is responsible for 3,000 deaths on American soil. So what's the answer to that? Bomb Iraq. Go after Afghanistan. Crazy stuff, man. It has been a crazy, crazy week. On Saturday out of Reno, Nevada, a global conference, or a conference on global warming. Come on, Mike, get it right. On global warming, some of the experts there say it's ludicrous what the Bush administration's refusal to acknowledge the increasing dangers of greenhouse gases. Report comes out through Judicial Watch and their lawsuit against Cheney that shows that Cheney and his energy task force people had papers that included a detailed map of Iraq's oil fields way back in early 2001. And Merle Haggard, can you believe this? Merle Haggard says, I don't even know the dicks of chicks, but I find it an insult for all the men and women who fought and died in past wars when almost the majority of America jumped down their throats for voicing an opinion. It was like a verbal witch hunt and lynching. Whether I agree with their comments or not has no bearing. As a country, we need to look inward for the answers to the energy of the future. We need to bring down our demands for oil, rebuild some bridges and highways, and allow the farmers to grow something that replenishes the soil. Those who don't know what that is should do some research. The problem is not in Iraq, and the answers are not in Iran. I hope we're not buried alive beneath this pending financial collapse. If the pipeline doesn't get through, surely everything doesn't depend on oil. That's Merle Haggard, for God's sake. He said, I don't know. Merle Haggard. You know Merle Haggard. Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, one of the outlaws. I don't know about you people, but hell, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of all this. Tired of Bush. Tired of all this cowboy nonsense. What the hell is going on here? A lot of stuff happened this week, huh? A lot of stuff happened. The story about this who is this freak, Bill Thomas, this Republican from California? And then what did he do yesterday or when was it? On Thursday, after he like the following Thursday, he went onto the floor of the House and broke down in tears. Last Wednesday, he confessed to a hushed assemblage. This is how it's reported in the New York Times. He confessed to a hushed assemblage that he summoned the Capitol Police on Friday, not only to restore order, but also to break up a meeting of Democrats. So he gets out on the floor and starts crying. What's with this psycho? And you people wonder why I call these Republicans crazy? Psychopaths? Mass murderers? Freaks? Morons? He gave a 5-minute speech, Thomas did, in which he repeatedly said he used, quote, poor judgment, end quote, when he called the police. The Times says Bill Thomas said this as his voice was breaking as he read from a prepared text. Can you imagine this?
As my mother would have put it when they were passing out moderation, you were hiding behind the door, Bill.
Ah! Oh, Jesus, God. It's just unbelievable, isn't it? Did any of you see Media Whore number one Tim Russert on Meet the Press? What is it, Kathy? Meet the Press? Yesterday he had this whole clutch of people on there. He had, who'd he have? He had Bob Graham, he had Shelby, Pelosi, and Porter Goss, and earlier he had that ghoul, that eater of dead flesh, Wolfowitz, and there's There's Media Whore number one, Tim Russert, asking tough questions, man. I really like the way Alabama Senator Shelby handled the insults. Senator Shelby has a way of using more words to say nothing than any creature in the Senate, living or dead. He does. God. Did y'all see Meet the Press yesterday? Huh? Did you see that? No, I didn't. But Kathy taped it, and she was cutting some sound bites. Matter of fact, we'll have some of Wolfowitz. Boy, what a ghoul Wolfowitz is. Every time I see this guy, I get that frisson. Is that how you say it? You speak French, Kathy. F-R-I-S-S-O-N. Frisson? Frisson? That little shiver. Is that what it means? Thank you. I've seen it. I see it. I see people who are educated use language like that. And you know, it makes me kind of envious. So every once in a while, I like to drop a word like frisson into conversation. Just so people will say, the people I hang out with say, what you talking about, man? Use language. Use English. Use English. But you get this little frisson of something, fear, outrage, revulsion. Every time I see Wolfowitz, it's like, oh, my God, this guy really, really is a ghoul. I make jokes about it. But he does. I can imagine that when he sits down to dinner, he reaches back in the pantry, pulls out a sack of desiccated dead children, pulls one out, carves it up, and eats it. This guy is unbelievable. There he sits, Wolfowitz. Ugh. And we have really, I don't know, okay, Use and Kude and Kuse or whatever the hell their names are, maybe they deserve to die. Maybe they did. You know, only Allah can really decide that, right? Or Jesus or Muhammad or somebody. But all of a sudden, do you get the feeling we are turning into this bloodthirsty, every time I look at the paper, Saddam Hussein's sons killed! Americans killed! Iraqis killed! Jesus God, it is getting so bizarre. And, you know, when you're sitting in Toledo, Ohio, reading the Toledo Blade, and the headline says, Saddam Hussein's sons killed! I don't know. I just had a feeling a couple of times while we were in Toledo that I don't know. I was in some other dimension, planet, time, galaxy. This bloodlust that just drips from the Bush administration. You know, I've been telling you for months now, a couple of years, I guess, however long this thug has been in power, that they are mass murderers. They feast on human blood. They feast on dead bodies. They are ghouls, vampires. They're horrible people. And when you see these headlines celebrating the missile attack or bombs or I don't know, that results in the death of Saddam Hussein's sons. Like, I couldn't give a tinker's damn about Saddam Hussein's sons. It gets to me, though, when we go kill them and then smack our lips and lick our chops and rub our hands. We killed the sons of bitches, didn't we? Doesn't that do something to us? Doesn't it? I don't know, man. Weird week. Weird week. All right. Are we about ready for a break here? I'd like to take your calls, but we got a break coming in about 30 seconds. So let me just stretch this out a little bit, and then we'll come to your calls. So, if I miss something here, bring it on. Oh, yeah, the Jessica Lynch thing. She came home to, you think of all the people, all the soldiers who have suffered real hardcore trauma, physical and psychic. Not that Miss Lynch didn't, but they're not being celebrated as heroes. That whole farce, fake story. I can imagine Miss Jessica Lynch is probably just mortified. Just mortified. That is, if she's gotten her memory back yet. I don't know. Oh well, stick around. We have miles to go before we sleep. Your phone call's coming back. I'm Mike Malloy.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Why are we all fighting? Huh? Why do we? we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs. We don't know what's gone wrong. Forgetting where we've come from and all of this.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now. 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk. No payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Show. The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brain Shrub points out that H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that three different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters...
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this
Sunday
for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. We're at 800 Talk, yes. By the way, thanks to Curtis Ellis and Charlie Langton for guest hosting on this program last week. Mike is calling from Orlando. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
I don't know. They just had Robert Baer from the CIA.
Yeah.
On CNBC, it was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, tonight?
Yeah, just on, and I was just I was listening to you watching that. He's got a new book out called Sleeping with the Devil. I guess it's about the Saudi Arabian connection.
It must be.
And it's funny because he's flat out said on there it's all about oil.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked him if there was any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, to which he quickly replied no. And a little bit of credit to CNBC for having somebody on like that, where everybody else has Bob Hope and Kobe Bryant right now.
Yeah, I just wonder if how to put this. This 911 Commission report, the House Senate investigation of the events leading up to 911, is such a joke. It is such a farce. It's such a cover up. It doesn't even qualify as a cover up. It's nothing. It's a piece of trash. And I just wonder why everyone has agreed to say an unnamed country rather than just saying Saudi Arabia.
I guess they could just read Forbidden Truth. To find out that missing 28 pages anyway. I don't know if you're familiar with that book.
Forbidden Truth? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a complete blank, but...
It's about the Taliban connection and the Saudi connection with it.
Oh, that's right. We had it here. It's written by a guy with an Arabic-sounding name, isn't it?
Jean-Charles Broussard.
That's right. Okay. French. Ding, bang, bang, bang. The French journalist.
Yeah,
okay. Hello, Mike. Thud, thud. I'm sorry. I'm still in beautiful downtown Toledo, Ohio. I haven't returned to Atlanta yet, is what it feels like.
Well, isn't PNAC one of their goals that stated that Saudi is the prize?
Ah, yeah. Well, if we can get Iraq and Saudi Arabia, we've got a lock on about, 20-25% of the world's known oil reserves.
So is it part of it for them to delay us? I don't know how to put it exactly, but so now we're actually going to say, hey, let's go after Saudi.
I don't know what's going to happen at this point. That issue was raised by some of the people on the Defense Policy Board. Who brought that up? Who is the guy that brought it up, Kathy? Not Wolfowitz. Was it Pearl? Was it Richard Pearl? It was somebody in the employ of the Defense Policy Board that a couple of months back. Just came right out and said that, they one of the few times they spoke the truth. Of course, their motives or the reasons for speaking the truth is just greed and oil and power and so on and so forth. But they just pointed out, and they didn't go far enough, they pointed out that the Saudis, what we've been saying on this program for a couple of years, the chief exporters of terror, the chief funders of terror on this planet is not Osama bin Laden. It is not Saddam. It is not some group in Germany. It is not a bunch of barefoot thugs in the Philippines. It is the Saudi royal family. But they happen to be business partners of the Bush royal family. So the Bush royal family will do nothing to the Saudi royal family. The House of Bush and the House of Saud have worked together. And if Americans die, if foreign nationals die on our soil, if there's terrorist attacks, well, that's just the price of doing business. That's just the price of doing business. Will we ever do anything about Saudi Arabia? Not as long as the Bush crime family and the Saudi crime family are business partners. No, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I guess Iran this week gave their own version of Bring It On. When they announced they had a 38 billion barrel discovery of oil right there.
Right, I guess so. Hey, Mike, good to hear from you, pal. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. You have a nice evening. All right, quick break. We'll be back. One open line now that Mike has gone back to more important things to do. So give us a call. 800-TALK-YES. They eat the bread of sorrow.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase.
And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The wholesale privatization of America's air traffic control network is on hold for at least another 4 years, but incrementally it's another story, according to a federal spending bill that landed on President Bush's desk this weekend. The bill's original function was to set Federal Aviation Administration budget levels for next year, but a provision added after the full House and Senate votes also prohibits the FAA from contracting out air traffic control services at any of the nation's major air hubs. It does, however, authorize privatizing services at 71 smaller airfields, bringing the total number of sites under private air traffic control up to 289.
Cracks in the armor of George W. Bush's plan to privatize nearly half the federal civilian workforce. Last year, the president pitted 850,000 government positions against the private sector and set a quota of at least a 50% privatization rate. But even Bush supporters called that plan arbitrary, and under mounting criticism, the White House rolled back its quota system last weekend. Meanwhile, a plan to slash pay for civilian government workers was shot down by the House Appropriations Committee late last week. The White House had proposed annual pay increases of 2% instead of the usual 4.1%.
Crossing the border into Canada may have never been easier. Canadian customs officials are in a budget crunch, and the border guard staff is already undermanned. So in order to avoid paying expensive overtime, student summer workers are being drafted into guard duty. According to the union representing the full-time customs officers, there are about 2,000 people working border control in Canada, and more than half are students who only receive 3 hours of training before being assigned a post.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You've got your green alligators and long-neck geese, humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget that unicorn.
Sunday nights, please, please listen to our show, because if you don't, Mark will not stop singing. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Doing talk radio right from the left, it's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour, we're at 800 Talk Yes. Our bureau chief in Aurora, Illinois is checking in. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Mike. Wow, you picked some week to take off on vacation.
Boy, I hope to shout. Huh?
Oh, my Lord. I just wanted to know if you ever caught any of the House debate on Nancy Pelosi's bill to reprimand some kind of debate on reprimanding the Republicans for their behavior, censure or something. And the Republicans got up to justify their actions, claiming that it was Pete Stark left alone, one of the only Democrat left, when all the other Democrats went off into...
No, you're talking about that House Ways and Means Committee thing. Right, right.
And he's there and with about 25 or 30 Republicans, and the Republicans are reading from the transcript of Pete Stark, claiming that there's justification for calling the police, which we all knew was, you know, a bunch of nonsense.
Right, right.
And but to hear, and I've sent this to you. It's off. It's still on C-SPAN, I think. And to hear a little weenie Republican out there reading this transcript, Pete Stark. Yeah, hey, you little wimp, come here and make me. Yeah, you fruitcake, I called you a fruitcake. Oh, gosh, it was the most hilarious thing I'd ever heard.
Oh,
and,
man.
And anyway, that was just an aside. It's been very bizarre, but I had been watching the talk shows this weekend, and I really think that the worm is turning. And why? Because people like even Tim Russert are starting to ask questions that,
yeah, that was weird watching the tape from Meet the Press. Russert actually asking questions. It's like, who is this? They've put in Tim Russert's place.
Well, it's not just Russert. I mean, they've, like, John McLaughlin was bringing up the specter that Cheney was all behind all this nonsense and, you know, getting the fake justification for war. And my friend VG Design and I talked about this a little bit, and she had an interesting theory, and it was, well, you know, the House Appropriations Bill has an amendment to it to roll back the FCC rulings.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, in effect, the Bush administration failed to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, they bought for them. They basically gave them a pass.
So the media is going to retaliate.
And now it's like, well, there's nothing else the Bushies can give them right now.
Oh, and, so you mean we might have a journalistic class in this country that's just been kind of laying in the weeds waiting to see if they could...
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but at least, you know, they'll base the primary motivation, you know, of these guys giving this whole administration a pass has been removed.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it. I basically see more and more people questioning this. Now, of course, you know, the resounding duh from, you know, the hinterland out here, like, this should have been asked months and months ago. It's like, it's gratifying to see this. And I think now, again, it's like these guys are revealing them left, right, and center. I was talking to an old professor of mine who wasn't political at all. We were listening to the BBC in the background talking about this shooting, taking out of Saddam Hussein's and his sons, and he's commenting, my God, we're sounding like a cabal of mafiosos.
Mm-hmm.
That says, well, there are a cabal of mafiosos in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really are operating like a crime family. This person out, that person out.
Oh, God. And what about this Brit that slashed his wrist? What about this guy who was going to be Secretary of the Navy found dead? What the hell is going on?
For years, they made a big deal out of Vince Foster.
Right.
And I think partly, if I'm to be conspiratorial myself, it was to neutralize this as an issue, you know, and it wasn't
so that they could go ahead and commit their murders.
Oh,
my God.
Well, there were the two guys who were connected with Enron.
Yeah.
One guy committed suicide. There was a scientist from.
Nobody says anything. You know, the media focuses on the poor old dead Lacey Peterson. What is with this Scott and Lacey Peterson story? What the hell is going on? Marianne, it's a tragedy, okay? Here, this guy's accused of butchering his wife and his unborn child. Okay.
Yeah.
Why is that story bump everything? Why does it take the discovery of the bodies, allegedly, of Kusei and Uday to get the Lacey and Scott story off the pages, off the top? What is it about that story?
Well, it's got blood and guts.
Oh,
and
so does the British scientist. So is the proposed Secretary of the Navy. I mean,
that's part of it. It is infotainment. It's consumer.
Oh my God!
At least with the BBC, thank God, they are holding out. I mean, we have our public radio station here over in Northern Illinois that after Echoes, the New Age music, at 12 o'clock, BBC comes on and runs all through the night.
Mm.
And it's like listening to a different planet.
I mean,
in terms of the information that you get, and they're not necessarily left-wing or anything, but you get it. At the BBC, Tony Blair's government basically coming up to the standoff with the BBC, and they've crossed a line that they can't back down from.
That's right.
And unfortunately for them, events have been turning up, you know, supporting the BBC's role, backing up their story.
Well, that may be, if I may interrupt, that may be the reason that Tim Russert and some of these other worms in the American media have started to get a little bit more aggressive, because the British press is making the American press look like the whores and punks and thugs that they are. The British press is about to bring down the Blair government.
Well, that's true. I mean, I've heard somebody mention that Blair was Bush's canary, in that whatever would happen to Blair would
right.
be presage badly for the Bush administration, and
right.
this could be it. Also, I think, just in more weaselly terms, if the British press brings down the Blair government, then they can do use these weasel words like, well, it has been reported in the BBC. Oh, it's been reported in the QK Guardian.
Right.
Blah,
right.
blah, blah. It's like,
oh,
we're just
God.
Transmitting the story. We're not responsible.
You're right. It has been one hell of a week, Marianne.
And I just wished you were there night after night. Oh, my God. I wonder if Mike is listening to this.
Well, actually, I tried to, like I said, most of the 90% of the news I got came from the Toledo Blade, the newspaper up there that I used to peddle as a kid.
Oh my God.
And they are not really it's an independent newspaper. It's not owned by a chain. And a matter of fact, I think the Blade is in and of itself. I don't think they own any other paper, and they're not owned by anybody else. So the news reporting, they do a lot of AP and a lot of wire service stuff. And I would just look at it and glance at the paper, but I tried to stay away from most of the stories as much as possible. You know, when you're off work, I don't take a busman's holiday. I stay away from it. I really do.
Well.
But
anyway,
it was interesting to get little dribs and drabs.
If you can listen to that little clip I sent you, it's
I'll
very amusing.
I'll do it. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. I'll talk to you later, Marianne.
Bye.
All right. Take care. Yeah. Toledo Blade, it's a good little paper. Our correspondent up in Dearborn, Michigan, Clint, sends me articles. I don't mean to make it sound like Toledo Blade is not hip and cool. It's not the, you know, it's not the Chicago Tribune or Washington Post, New York Times. Not that those papers are here. Oh, never mind. 800-TALK-YES is the number. God, Bush, and Cheney is calling from Seattle. Hey, God, Bush, and Cheney, what's up? Where are you? There he is. Hey. No, this is really Andy, right?
Right, right.
All right.
I'm so glad you're back, man. I missed you. I was having withdrawals.
Hey, listen, are you on a speakerphone?
No, hang on a second. Let me pull this earphone thing out.
Okay.
How's that? Is that better?
Much better.
Okay.
I'm glad
you're back, man.
Yeah.
I was having withdrawals.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was not me. I had a great time. And I didn't do anything. You know, I went and visited my old mom and cousins. That's all we did.
That's always fun.
It is. We had a great time. Went to the zoo in Toledo. Went for a boat ride in Toledo. You know, nothing. Just... but it was nice. It was nice to just unplug. But we're back.
I'll tell you what. It's getting crazier by the day, don't you agree?
Oh, man. I yes, it is. And then on top of everything else, Bob Hope up and dies. I mean, he was only alive for, what, 100 years? So,
well, you know, he was a right-winger, you know.
Was he, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. You should get a book by a woman by the name of... Bryce Taylor, I think is her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean, it's the title of it is I Was a CIA Sex Goddess or something like that. Anyway, it's all about mind control, and she talks about Bob Hope being one of her mentors.
Bob Hope. was into mind control.
Yeah, that's the story anyway.
Oh, my God. Well, I always thought he was kind of funny. I didn't realize he was into mind control, but all right. It worked. What's up with these comedians that live to be 100 years old? Have you noticed that? Did Uncle Miltie die yet? Did Milton Berle die? Yeah, he was his late 90s, wasn't he? And George Burns, wasn't he 100? And,
oh, yeah.
And Bob Strom. Hope, 100? And I mean, what's
Strom.
The... well, yeah, right. All right, what else
so,
you
yeah,
got?
All these guys are back, getting backstrived. What's up with that, man?
I don't know.
It's really suspicious, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think the American public is about to wake up and realize.
I'll tell you what, I think they're waking up. I think it's happening rapidly. My family, they're a bunch of, you know, they live 10 miles south of Crawford. So, you know, they think the sun rises and sets out of George Bush's, you know what.
Yeah. Well.
There's cracks. They're starting to crack a little bit.
Well, I hope. You know what Leonard Cohen said, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
Yeah, no doubt.
So let's hope that's the case. Hey, good to hear from you, Andy.
Well, I'm really glad you're back, and I'm really looking forward to this show tonight. So.
All right, take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for checking in. What's this? Another thing that happened while we were gone. My former colleague, Nancy Skinner, on WLS and in Chicago and this network, announced for the Senate. She's going to run for the Senate from Illinois. Peter Fitzgerald, a Republican who defeated Carol Moseley Braun, has decided not to seek a second term. So Skinner is one of the, how many in the field, Kathy, about 8 or 9 who are going to seek the Democratic nomination? Nancy's got to get through the primary. She has a website. What is the website? We'll try to get her on the air. SkinnerTheWinner.com or SkinnerForSenate.com. Check it out. I certainly wish her the best of luck. As soon as she announced, they fired her at WLS, which, it's typical of these rat bastards at WLS, at ABC Radio. She still works for this network, doesn't she? She's still on the Doug Steffen program, right? Yeah, in the morning you can hear Nancy. I don't know. Is there any law against being a candidate and having a program? There is not, is there? I didn't think so. It's just that the punks and thugs and weasels at WLS who are just, oh God, I hate those people. Have I mentioned yet that I hate the people at WLS yet tonight? I haven't. What time is it? We're 46 minutes into the show. I really hate the people at WLS. So the first thing they did was fire Nancy. Ski Anderson, who is her partner at WLS, will continue to pull the load, I guess, on Sunday until they fire him. You know, why have any liberal any place on any form of media anywhere in any major market? Why bother, right? Huh? So as Nancy Skinner's campaign develops, we'll get her on the air. Wouldn't that be a hoot if she won? You and I, Kathy, would know a U.S. senator. Huh? I mean, really know. Because we don't know anybody famous like that, do we? No, I don't think so. That's enough reason for us to vote for her. Of course, we can't. We live in, oh, never mind. Boy, I don't know. I guess I'm having vacation reentry bubbles in my brain because nothing is really focusing here. Frank's calling from Boston. Hey, Frank, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I think the Texas Democrats waited for you to come back before they took off again.
Boy, I just saw something somebody just sent me. They just took off tonight?
Yep, the senators did this time. 11 senators.
Good for them.
Yep.
Good for them. Screw these Republicans. Screw them all. I've said this before, not a Republican in this country that I would give a pile of spit for. I don't like them. They're thugs. They're punks. They're mass murderers. And whatever the Democrats have to do when they're in the minority in these legislative branches, walk out.
Well, have you heard the Republicans' reason for wanting to force through this thing? They said, we want to represent more closely the... There's a Republican president, so we should have more of a Republican Congress.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
But, hey... Yeah. I'm trying to get, you know that song from your website, ericblumick.com, I Hate Republicans?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my son's band to do it. They won't do it.
Why not?
I don't know. They write their own songs, I guess.
Yeah?
But the Bill Thomas thing was something, wasn't it?
Oh, God. That was a story I just caught little pieces of.
And falling apart, man. And you know what started it? The Texas Democrats.
Yeah.
A couple months ago started it.
Sure.
They showed that somebody could fight them. They showed that you had to be a little daring. They showed that you had to be original.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed it could be done. You could bring them to a halt. And that's what started it. And I think that's...
And it's a good idea. You know, Republicans are weasels. They have no intent whatsoever. whatsoever to cooperate. So to hell with them. Just walk out, take away their the so-called quorum or whatever. Just walk out. Just leave them standing there looking at each other. I know, to hell with them.
There used to be some giants in Congress, especially from Massachusetts, where I'm from, and they wouldn't have let this crap go on. I tell you. Tip O'Neill, Joe Moakley, guys like that would have fought these son of a guns tooth and nail. I think so.
Hey, thanks for checking in, Frank.
Good to have you back.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Yeah, I support this idea of just walk out on these bastards. Just walk out on them. They're not into governing. They're not into running this country. The Republicans are not. They're not into justice, morality, fair play. They are hypocrites. They are liars. They belong to a party that's headed by mass murders. So the Democrats are doing the right thing. Just walk away. Let them stand there and talk to each other. Huh? That's a good idea.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Dave Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on.
We have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector.
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune into Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're going to kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on!
And the goals for this country are a compassionate American for every single citizen.
What does that mean, Kathy? Five before the hour, Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Oh, fine. Have you been following this thing, though, with Stephen Hanley? That's the one I'm loving right now.
Oh, that's the guy that works for Condi Rice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll see, they got two memos from the CIA, a direct call from George Tenet, and, you know, Colbert. Oh, by the way, when January came around, I just completely forgot that they told me not to use this stuff.
Yeah, and of course, he's the one that refused to testify before the Senate House 911 investigating farce.
Yeah. Well, and the other one was, oh, by the way, they told me this, and I didn't think it was important enough to tell Condi. You know, they're basing half their strategy on this, and I don't figure I should tell them. Then we find out that, oh, by the way, one of the CIA memos has Condi's name on it. So it was actually sent straight to her.
Have you ever seen anything like this in your life? And you know, the American public still supports the Bush administration by about 60%.
Well, it's dominoes. Every time you knock one over, the next one falls. And the thing is here, I heard Dion tonight on Fox Light.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, you know, that whether or not Condi was going to have to face the music. Well, think of it this way. Now, if Condi got a direct call for a memo from the CIA, don't you think she would have told somebody at the White House?
These people couldn't find their asses with both hands and road maps. This is the most inept, murderous regime we've ever had. You know, you combine a murderous attitude. You put mass killers in charge of a country like this. And then combine that with the fact that they are stupid and dumb and ignorant, and we've got a bad situation here, Luke.
Well, the question then becomes, okay, if Condi told the White House, then the White House's opinion must have been, well, we just won't tell anybody about this, and by the time they find out, it'll all be over.
Right.
So essentially, they've been told, and they're like, well, we'll just ignore it, pretend it didn't happen.
Right.
If anybody claims it happened, we'll just keep naming people that other people had something to do with it. It wasn't us.
Right.
No, not us. We couldn't have done anything like this.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, probably Watergate comes close, you know what I mean, just for the absolute net.
The only time I can think where I've seen stuff like this, except for the fact that there was not killing involved, is any Three Stooges movie, huh?
Probably Marx Brothers, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing on something. Oh, Mike, I talked to you a couple weeks ago about this. Did you get to see the Bill Maher thing?
Yes, I did. I saw it last night. I watched it. I watched old What's-Her-Name, Babe Buchanan, right between the two brothers there. Wasn't that fun to watch?
Well, I tell you, I wish you could get the guy that does Boondocks.
Yeah.
He was a hoot.
He's great. Hey, listen, there's the break. Thanks, Luke.
All right,
sir. Appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening
listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
About the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is set to meet with President Bush tomorrow. Even before the White House meeting, Israel is making moves to counter Palestinian complaints that it's failing to meet the requirements of the roadmap. Laura Iyama reports.
In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers fired rubber bullets to drive off protesters trying to tear down a controversial fence Israel says it needs for security. Many fear the fence will define the borders of a future Palestinian state. This comes as 1,000 people marched in the Gaza Strip calling for Israel to release 6,000 Palestinian prisoners. Israeli officials reportedly plan to increase the number of freed Palestinians to 540, falling far short of the demands. Israel already has closed a handful of West Bank roadblocks and says it will withdraw from two West Bank towns. All those measures are meant to boost Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's position in tomorrow's talks with President Bush about making progress on the roadmap to peace. Laura Iyama, Washington.
A Liberian rebel faction appears to have taken control of the city and port of Buchanan today. Residents there say rebels fired their weapons into the air and broke into shops. Government officials refuse to say who's in control of Buchanan. The city was reportedly taken while troops loyal to Liberian President Charles Taylor were tied down protecting the country's capital from assault by another rebel group. There's been bloody street fighting there for the past 10 days. About 1,500 Nigerian troops are supposed to arrive soon in Liberia to lead peacekeeping efforts, while three U.S. warships are said to be heading for the African nation.
Still using Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra? Then be aware, because this year many prescription plans are raising the copayment cost of your allergy medicine. So why pay more when those medicines are approved to treat fewer triggers? Ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. 99% of prescription plans cover Flonase, and Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. Allergy medicines costing you more? Simply ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
We'll always remember the hope that Bob Hope gave the world. That's the reaction from Hollywood legend Mickey Rooney on the death of his friend and fellow actor. Rooney remembers Hope as being a man who had unwavering optimism and shared it with others.
He was a very patriotic man. And, you know, when he was with the people, when he was entertaining, he would give everybody hope. He would give all the soldiers, the Marines, and the Air Force and the Navy, he'd give them hope. And that was one of the wonderful things that Bob Hope will be remembered by.
Hope was also well known for his work entertaining the troops during World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and the Gulf War. His humanitarian work garnered him several awards, and he's listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's most decorated entertainer.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Maryland Congressman Roscoe Bartlett says a two-year term for the U.S. House of Representatives is too short. He says there are two main reasons he's proposing a constitutional amendment extending the term to 4 years.
One is that it will reduce the influence of money, and the second is that it will free us to do what we were really elected to do, and that is to come here to do the people's business.
The Maryland Republican says money is poisoning politics. Bartlett believes House members are not as well informed as they should be because they're spending too much time raising money. He says he hopes the matter will be debated across the country. Three-fourths of the states are needed to amend the Constitution. Stocks finished mixed today as investors mulled over a round of mixed earning news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 18 points and finished at 92.66. The NASDAQ added 4 points to 17.35. The broader S&P 500 edged down 2 points to finish at 9.96. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Chattanooga has its choo-choo and the Orient its express. But did you know that your car has a train of its very own? When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Speeding locomotives have nothing on you. Even energy on Soul Train can't match that of your drivetrain. Okay, enough hinting. Drivetrain refers to all the pieces that together deliver power from engine to wheels. We're talking clutch, torque converter, CV joints, differentials, universal joints, and transmissions. Just like the hip bones connected to the leg bone, all these parts work in concert. And although you don't have to shovel coal to fire them up, like all trains, you do have to schedule maintenance. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. The names you were trying to come up with a few minutes ago on Bill Maher's program last night, they had Babe Buchanan right between Aaron Magruder, excuse me, who does the Boondocks comic strip, and one of the Hughley brothers. Damn, I'm drawing a blank on his name. But that was kind of fun to watch. We watched about half of that and then fell asleep. We're at 800 Talk Yes. Do join us. Where are we? Well, I don't know. We got a bunch of topics on the table here, but let's just get back to it. Christine is calling from New York City. Christine,
hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine. It's your first time calling, huh?
This is my first time calling. We've been listening in my house for a year. We love you.
Well, welcome aboard.
We really hope you get a station in New York City.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, it would be amazing. So we don't have to have the computer on for 3 hours a night.
I know. It's just, it's crazy. But, you know, I guess I'm too liberal for New York.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that sick? It's true.
It's awful.
Just,
awful.
It's a pathetic state right now. I wanted to comment on what you were saying about the murder of Saddam Hussein's sons. I thought it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. It was just
You know, I saw some of the pictures on television. What is up with that? Showing the pictures of corpses all painted up and bloated.
It's absolutely, and I am disgusted that I am an American right now. I'm just disgusted in the media. And, you know, I was thinking, remembering back in 98 with the impeachment,
yeah,
how they would say, oh, you have to talk to the children because the children are not going to understand oral sex.
Yeah.
So they're going to understand these two brothers being murdered, and you know, they don't really mention it a lot, but his 14-year-old grandson was murdered too.
Really?
Why don't they have a picture of him there?
We live in a sick time, you know, with these.
I've never seen anything like it, and you know, when you were saying that we're in another dimension, I said, oh my God, I said the same thing.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's the Bush family. The Bush family historically has never had any respect for life.
You
can go back to the financing of Hitler and the death camps.
Know.
You can come forward to now, to the hunting down. In violation, I believe, of, you know, once a war is over, didn't Bush declare mission accomplished when he landed?
Mission accomplished, and then all these soldiers
the war. But
it's like they run on their own rules.
Yeah, but
whatever Clinton did, it was everything was criminal. But this is the most disgusting thing, and it's unbelievable. I mean, oh my God, I couldn't believe that they had these pictures of these bodies all around the news, 5 o'clock, when, you know, supposedly the children are watching.
Yeah, right.
How are the children going to handle this? They can't handle oral sex.
But they can handle bloated corpses.
Exactly. And,
yeah,
they can, and you know, they also embalm them, and that's against, I think they said it's against Islamic customs.
I believe it is.
Unbelievable. And that's probably not even them. It's to make them look like they're winning the war. But you know what? I don't want to see this. This is not winning the war to me. And it's just disgusting. The war, everything.
Terrible stuff. Well, Christine, I'm sorry you called in on such a foul topic, but thanks for checking in anyway.
Thanks a lot. We love your show.
Thank you, ma'am. You take care.
Great night.
All right. Same to you. Got an email about this, too, from Rick in Bellingham, Washington. He says, is anyone else confused about the joy surrounding the deaths of Uday and Qusay Hussein? It's not like their deaths justify the president's lies about weapons of mass destruction, but that's how it seems some people want to take it. Rick writes, maybe I'm confused, but Bush never once said that Iraq was going to launch either of the Hussein brothers at us. Oh, God. Bush's weak justification for invading Iraq barely included the Hussein brothers. I'm also confused about something else that doesn't add up. The Bush administration assured us all that all top-level Iraqis had been given safe haven in Syria. Remember that? Or has that been swirled away down the memory hole already? And here we find Uday and Qusay just hanging out in a house in Iraq. Imagine that. I despise despots and operators of torture chambers and violators of human rights, no matter where you find them. If you find them in Washington, D.C., or Baghdad, or North Korea, or wherever, Colombia, El Salvador, you do too. It turns your stomach, and it turns mine. If one-tenth of what the Saddam's sons were accused of is true, these people deserve just a boiling pot of blood to sit in hell for all eternity, okay? On the other hand, we're supposed to be the good guys. We are using non-uniformed killers in Iraq. Now, when we had non-uniformed people in Afghanistan that fell into the clutches of the CIA and the U.S. military, they were taken to cages in Cuba. But according to Robert Fisk, who writes for the British press, the American killing of up to 11 Iraqi civilians in Baghdad during an abortive attempt to seize Saddam Hussein on Sunday has provoked disturbing questions as well as more widespread anger in the city. It says many witnesses now say armed Americans in civilian clothes participated in the raid. Well, this is either what Fisk is writing about there, what he's reporting on, is either these private corporations that these monsters in Washington, D.C. are farming out war contracts to, or non-combatants, American military people, FBI agents or whatever, American non-military people who are given the task of going and killing people. as many as 11 civilians killed Sunday night in what was a raid to get Saddam. Now, it so happens that one of the provisions of one of the Geneva Conventions says that when a war is over, you can't continue to hunt down the leadership and assassinate them. You can bring them to trial. You can charge them with war crimes. But you can't do... Well, let's all sit back and laugh. To say that you can't do this, or this is in violation of the Geneva Convention, or this is not that, and that's not this. None of this applies to the Bush crime family. The Bush crime family will do whatever they damn well please. And as far as showing these bloated corpses on television, you know, I did see that. Well, I was staying at my sister's house in the suburbs of Toledo. I just happened to be cruising through the channels. Jesus, going to the Weather Channel to see if we could take my mother to the zoo that day. And I said, what do I see? These painted up blood. That is not how the dead are handled in the Islamic faith. And here are these bloated, dead, painted up corpses all over television. What the hell is going on? Me thinks. And Rumsfeld had a comment about that. Do we have that? Which number is that? This filthy, filthy bastard, Rumsfeld. Where is it? I've got it right here. You've got to hear this. All right, here it is. This is last Thursday, Department of Defense briefing on the killing of Uday and Hussein and the continued killing of U.S. troops in Iraq.
Tuesday was a good day for the Iraqi people. The brutal careers of Uday and Hussein came to an end, sending a very clear signal to the Iraqis that the Hussein family is finished and will not be returning to terrorize them again. The global war on terrorism is real. It's difficult. And it's dangerous. There will be successes like Tuesday's raid, and there will be setbacks, and regrettably, brave Americans and coalition forces are being killed in this war.
I mean, this son of a bitch sounds like he's reading Hogg reports, doesn't he? Regrettably, brave Americans are being killed. You know, that's the way. How many Americans have been shot dead since these two thug punk suit of Hussein brothers were killed? How many? 14 now? Is that the kill ratio? I mean, my guy, and Rumsfeld stands there. I swear to God, the dry, dispassionate garbage that comes out of the mouths of the Bush murderers, it's like they're talking about slaughtered pigs in the street. It's incredible. Now, at that briefing last Thursday, a reporter says, Mr. Secretary, you and others in this administration were infuriated earlier this year when the Iraqi government allowed television to take pictures and distribute them of U.S. dead and wounded troops. Given the reluctance of the Pentagon historically to release any pictures of either U.S. or enemy war dead, what led you then to publicize today what many are describing as gruesome pictures of Uday and Kusei?
Yeah, this is an unusual situation. This regime has been in power for decades. These two individuals are particularly vicious individuals. They are now dead. We know that. They have been carefully identified. The Iraqi people have been waiting for confirmation of that. And they, in my view, deserved having confirmation of that. But it was a decision that was made, in my view, was absolutely the correct decision.
Isn't that sick? Isn't that sick and disgusting? Doesn't that make you just proud to be an American? Or does it make you feel like you have worms crawling up and down your spine? This punk, Rumsfeld, that was not the question. Maybe the Iraqi people do deserve to know that these two monsters that help destroy their country and were in business with people like Rumsfeld, with people like Cheney, with people like Ronald Reagan, with people like the first Bush, all of them were in business together, okay? The business of death and destruction and weapons and war. Maybe the Iraqi people do deserve to know that these people are dead. But that wasn't the question. The question was the showing of these pictures on American television. What the hell is the point? Do we care whether or not the Hussein brothers are dead? I don't give a tinker's damn. Do you? And for Rumsfeld to say they have been carefully identified, the Iraqi people have been waiting for confirmation, bat squeeze. This little punk thug George Bush has been waiting for confirmation of it. The Iraqi people, there are ways to let the Iraqi people know that these two monsters in their country are dead without showing them on American television. Rumsfeld. You slug. I'll tell you, Rumsfeld, there's a boiling vat of blood waiting for you in hell, too. Jesus, I've been back. Kathy, we've been back on the air for an hour and 18 minutes, and I feel like I need another vacation. Oh, my God. Chris is calling from Boca Raton, Florida. Chris, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having a show like this.
Hey, listen, Chris, let me put you on hold.
Okay.
I didn't realize we got a break. I'll come right back right after this break, and we'll talk with Chris. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Saw a U.S. Marine, I looked at you. I swam in your pools, lay under your palm trees, I looked at the eyes of the Indian.
We take lives when we have to protect the people. That's how I look at it.
The frontline boys popping their pills, sick of the mess they find on their desert state under bravery. Being out of range, yeah, the person is bent. Oh man, what the hell are you gonna kill next? All the time, who you gonna kill next?
Hey mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
I have one question. Why? This is the question that pops into my head whenever I flip through any of those slick catalogs hawking the latest in high-dollar, high-tech gizmos for yuppies. Why is so much of our society's brain power and research money being frittered away on frivolous crap? You want crap? Try house slippers with headlights. Let's hope that this person isn't trying to invent anything else. Or this, a $250 rapid-fire toaster that can pop out 130 slices of toast per hour right in your kitchen. If this thing appeals to you, let me be the first to tell you, you've got a toast problem, Buster, and it's time to spend some money for professional help, not for a 130-slice-an-hour toaster. Some of this crap is not just crap, but absurdly expensive crap, pitched to the pompous and over-pampered rich, including the $90,000 Audi A8, which has 65,000 electrodes to scan your fingertips so you can open its doors by waving your hand in front of it. It also has a computer that automatically tunes the radio to the driver's favorite station and sculpts the front seat to the contours of the driver's bottom. If that's not enough for the lazy class, try the FMD 700 iTrek TV glasses that use prisms to alter the line of sight so you can lie flat in bed and watch TV or videos. No more need to strain yourself by sitting up. There's even a techno-consumer magazine, aptly named Stuff, that has unwittingly expressed the whining wasteland ethic behind this mindless production and consumption of crap. "We've launched missions to Mars," says Stuff, "so why can't we build a robot that can pour us a drink?" This is Jim Hightower saying, "Well, Stuff, undoubtedly we can and probably will. But the question is, why?" The exploration of Mars is at least about the reach of the human spirit. Not being willing to reach for your own drink is about human sloth. Shouldn't we focus our technological genius on the world's real needs?
Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
24 past the hour. 800-TALK, yes, is the number. Chris is calling from Boca Raton, Florida. Chris, thanks for holding on.
No, my pleasure. I have a question. I watch the BBC news, and I see them showing the ceremonies of their kids coming back in boxes. Mm-hmm. Why don't we see that?
We don't have a news media in this country like the Brits, for one thing. Secondly, I guess in fairness, although I hate to be display any kind of fairness to U.S. media because I think they're all a pack of whores, but in fairness, the British have been involved in empire for, what, 300 years,
right.
and the British people are much more used to seeing their boys come home from India or Kashmir or Pakistan or Afghanistan or wherever the hell the British Empire went to conquer and exploit and do their deeds. So the Brits are more used to that, and they understand that the price of empire is paid in blood, nothing but blood, and it's the blood of the boys and now the girls who go do the fighting. But the American public, you see, apparently media feel that we are so weak-kneed that we can't stand to see our boys and in some cases girls coming home dead and in boxes, their faces blown off, their guts in the desert in Iraq. Somehow we can't stand that. If we have more dead now, American dead, in Bush's little exercise in snottiness than his pappy's war in Iraq 12 years ago, well, too bad. The American public is not to know about it. The American media is complicit in this. They are whores and punks and thugs that are supporting an outlaw regime in this country. So,
you know, Mike.
I get so pissed off, Chris, I can't even talk straight.
Oh, you and me both. Mike, you know, but I don't remember, and I'm embarrassed to say that I don't remember, but I can recall seeing that 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm too young to have recalled what Vietnam was like, but maybe you mm-hmm. could tell me, weren't they showing those kids coming home?
Vietnam, the footage that came back from all three networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, which is all we had 35 years ago, the footage that came back from that war was unbelievable. On the evening news, you could see young Americans, dead corpses. Well, there's no such thing as a live corpse, but you know what I'm saying. Corpses laying there, Americans. You could see American servicemen, young boys with their heads blown off, their brains exposed. It was all there. And of course, the warmongers in the Pentagon at the time said that's the reason the U.S. lost the war, because the American public looked at this night after night and finally took to the streets in the millions and said, stop this outrage. Now, that's not really the reason we lost the war. We lost the war because we were an invading army up against a people who had fought off the French, the Chinese, and the Japanese, and there was no way in hell.
We were an invading army this time, in my opinion.
Yeah, of course,
hey,
we, of
hey,
course
Mike,
we were.
Mike, do you think it was a part of the media's, evidently the administration had the media sign agreements to cover this war, isn't that correct?
Yeah.
The
embedded reporters. You're talking about this war, Bush's war.
Well, this invasion.
Yeah.
Could that have been a part of it as to why we don't see When I saw it on the BBC, it wasn't, they weren't showing the kids blown up like we displayed those, the Hussein's children.
Mm-hmm.
They were in boxes.
Right.
With decorated in their flag.
Right.
Coming off of a military helicopter with a ceremony.
Well, Karl Rove has determined, and Cheney, both of whom are chicken hawks, they have never served a day in their lives, but they've determined that the mothers and fathers and brothers and husbands wives of these dead Americans, that they are that we are not going to see the pictures of these dead Americans coming home. Otherwise, people might realize that Bush and Rove and Cheney and Wolfowitz and the rest of these people are the killers and the thugs that they are. So no, we're not going to see it.
You know, Mike, if those were my kids coming home in those boxes, or even coming home, you'd see me as the parent freaking out on the television too.
I understand.
And you don't even see that. I don't see that.
No, I don't either.
You know, I wonder.
Hey, Chris. I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold one more time.
Let somebody else in.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, thanks for this media.
Thanks for checking in.
Bye now.
All right, sir.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Sprawling suburbs are turning up the heat on the cities they surround. I'm Jill Ladwig for Earthwatch Radio. A suburban home for a family of four produces more heat than a household of comparable size in the heart of a city. So says Brian Stone, an urban planner at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Stone recently compared the heat emitted from different neighborhoods in Atlanta, Georgia.
To do this, we use some very high-resolution, remotely sent data collected by NASA to measure essentially surface temperature and to correlate surface temperature distributions with alternative patterns of development, high-density development in the downtown district and low-density development out in some of the adjoining suburbs.
Stone compared the heat coming from the dwellings in the city to suburban homes that house comparable numbers of people. He says the suburban lots give off more heat per person because the houses, driveways, and lawns are bigger than those found in higher density city neighborhoods.
Lower density parcels tend to utilize larger areas of impervious surfaces for driveways and houses. But even more importantly, the low density neighborhoods were associated with a larger area of deforestation, specifically the lawn areas. We find expansive residential lawn areas in these regions, and that can influence the production of heat.
Stone says clearing away trees to make lawns is a key factor. Trees provide natural air conditioning by absorbing sunlight and by converting water in the soil to water vapor, which has a cooling effect. Stone says most cities spend more on summer air conditioning than on winter heating. He says they can save money by limiting suburban sprawl and by requiring more trees in new developments. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to Animal Talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi,
truth seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Out by right-wing talk radio, you found a home with Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Before we come back to your calls, John in San Diego sent this to me, and I got it earlier. Who sent it earlier? A couple of you have sent it in. Anyway, John writes, this is the most single most disgusting thing I've ever seen anyone do, let alone our own government. The Defense Department is now setting up their very own off-track betting where you can bet on future terrorist activities, assassinations, or other global violence. I'm not kidding. The AP article is below. I have an idea. Why doesn't Bush's Department of Health and Human Services let us buy squares on how many retards and cripples will be born next year? That could make a few million for Bush and his pathological country club friends. Not only is this sick and twisted, I challenge anyone to explain to me how this will aid in combating terrorism. With this administration's capacity to cook numbers, how long before Richard Pearl and his buddies have their bets against the table only to win, coincidentally, every time? Now, what John is writing about and what a couple of you have sent in here, the Pentagon is setting up a stock market-style system in which investors would bet on terror attacks, assassinations, and other events in the Middle East. Defense officials, our defense officials, people that work for Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz, say they hope to gain intelligence and useful predictions while investors who guessed right would win profits. Jesus Christ is nothing, nothing holy or sacred or off the table to these monsters. Now, some of you people email me and you say, well, Mike, why do you refer to them as killers? Why do you refer to them as murderers? Jesus, can you believe this? They're setting up a betting system. How many Palestinians are going to be slaughtered? How many Israeli civilians will be blown to pieces? How many Iranians will die? How many Saudis will die in the result of a missile? How many? This is sick. Two Democratic senators, the AP is reporting, demanded today that the project be stopped before investors begin registering this week. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, said the idea of a federal betting parlor on atrocities and terrorism is ridiculous and it's grotesque. End quote. Now, the Pentagon office, this is not a joke. This is not one of those stories that turns out to be not true. The Pentagon office overseeing the program, called the Policy Analysis Market, said this is all part of a research effort, quote, to investigate the broadest possible set of new ways to prevent terrorist attacks, end quote. It said there would be a re-evaluation before more money was committed. This is sickening, isn't it? I mean, you're sitting, most of you are sitting listening to this in the United States of America. I'm sitting in the United States of America. Our government defense department is setting up a stock market-like device where investors can bet where the next slaughter is going to occur. And if they're right, they'll make money. Now, here's how it would work. God. We have a large audience that listens overseas. Literally overseas and in Canada. Across both oceans, people listening outside the country to this, you all must be sitting there going, what in the name of Jesus and Mary is going on in that country, the U.S.? Here's how it would work. investors would buy and sell futures contracts, essentially a series of predictions about what they believe might happen in the Mideast. The holder of a futures contract that came true would collect the proceeds of investors who put money into the market but predicted wrong. See, I bet Kuwait will suffer a terrorist attack and 186 people will be blown into bloody chunks of human flesh. You bet that the attack will occur in Qatar or Qatar, however the hell you say it, where you bet 74 people will be blown into bloody bone-filled chunks of human flesh. If the attack occurs in Kuwait, I win. You lose. I make money. And these sons of bitches talk about the sickness in Hollywood. This is coming out of the Pentagon. Now, I know I'm using the word sons of bitches a lot tonight, and I kind of apologize, but not really. Not when I'm reporting stuff like this. So if you don't like the word sons of bitches, turn to a different channel. The holder of a futures contract that came true, that bet on death and destruction, would collect the proceeds of investors who put money into the market, but predicted wrong. A graphic on the market's webpage showed hypothetical futures contracts in which investors could trade on the likelihood, for example, that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat would be assassinated, or Jordanian King Abdullah II would be overthrown. Although the website described the policy analysis market as, quote, a market in the future of the Middle East, end quote, the graphic also included the possibility of a North Korea missile attack. The graphic was apparently removed from the website hours after the news conference in which Ron Wyden and fellow Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan of North Dakota criticized the market. Senator Dorgan described it as useless and offensive and unbelievably stupid. Dorgan said, could you imagine if another country set up a betting parlor so that people could go in and bet on the assassination of the American political figure or the overthrow of this institution or that institution? End quote. According to its website, the policy analysis market would be a joint program of the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, that's DARPA, and two private companies. NetExchange, a market technologies company, and the Economist Intelligence Unit, the business information arm of the publisher of The Economist magazine. Good Christ. Dorgan and Wyden released a letter to John Poindexter calling for an immediate end to the program. They noted a May 20th report to lawmakers that cited the possibility of using market forces to predict whether terrorists would attack Israel with biological weapons. Senator Wyden said $600,000 has been spent on the program so far, and the Pentagon plans to spend an additional $150,000 this year. The Pentagon has requested $3 million for the program next year and $5 million for the following year. That's it. I'm ready to turn in my citizenship in this filthy, disgusting country. Now, somebody tell me, well, Mike, it's not the country. These are just the sick bastards that run it. Look, this is astonishing. This is just, and this is the Associated Press is just reporting this today. A futures market based on death and destruction and blood and murder and chunks of human flesh blowing across the desert. Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Can you believe this? And a photograph comes with the AP story. I'll post the link. You can check it out. There's a photograph of Dorgan and Ron Wyden, an AP photo standing in front of a graphic taken from the website. It's just astonishing. Now, for anyone out there, I don't care if you're with my company or my network or a competitor or a critic of this program or a supporter of this program. You people wonder why it's hard for me to control my language sometimes. You people wonder why I call these Bush thugs murderers and killers and eaters of dead flesh. Does anybody have any doubt? Does anybody have any doubt in their minds anymore that these are vampires and ghouls and beasts that are running this country? And what are we doing?
What are we doing about it? What are you and I doing about it? Hmm? What are we doing about it? Oh, my God. So now you can, there's another way to make money. And it comes from the Bush crime family. Make money on dead children and blown to pieces body parts, terrorist attacks, Israeli citizens blown into chunks of flesh, Palestinians being blown to pieces in their own homes, Saudis being chopped into Arabic lunch meat with a missile attack, Kuwaitis being blown into teeth, hair, and eyeballs. You want to have fun with that? You want to make money on it? Well, now you can do it. Thanks to Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz's filthy, disgusting Defense Department. I swear to God, these people are defilers. And we have 156,000, is that the number? Young American men and women in uniform in the Middle East tonight as we speak who are part and parcel to this, and they don't even know it. They don't even know it. If I had a child in the military right now, my child would come home. If I had to go get him or her, and I would go armed, and the first son of a bitch that tried to stop me would be dead. And the next one would kill me. I understand that. This is beyond words. This is beyond... We can't even talk about this issue. This is not an issue you can talk about and contain yourself. That the Defense Department is setting up a futures market for death. I have never... Am I missing something here? Will somebody please call in? Has this happened before? Has this ever happened in the past? I'm not talking about the weapons industry. They have always done this. Anytime somebody buys stock in a weapons company, I don't care if it's Grumman or TRW or Hughes Aircraft, it doesn't make any difference. Those people who buy stock in the weapons industry are betting on death and destruction. I understand that. But this is something set up specifically. It's a futures market. They're not manufacturing anything. This is like the Chicago Board of Trade. This is like betting on the price of soybeans. Tony is calling from Waukegan, Illinois. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Mike. Mike, you know what? You just asked the question about whether or not this has happened before.
Yeah.
I just heard this actually back before the invasion. I'm not going to say the war. The invasion.
Yeah.
And there were groups of casinos down in the Bahamas who were actually placing bets on whether or not Bush would take the country into war, and they had it by the minute. You could take, you know, it was amazing. I had never seen anything like it.
Well, you expect in the vast spectrum of humanity, you know, we have decent people. We have everything from Mother Teresa to mass murders like George Bush. So I'm not surprised. But Tony, this is something set up by the Defense Department.
Never. I. You know what? As a matter of fact, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I got to check that out. I've got to go online and find that.
All right. Let me hold on. Let me grab this here. The link is too long. It's a Yahoo. Go to http://history.news.yahoo.com. Okay. Just go there and type in the words terror market.
Terror market.
Yeah, terror market, and see what you come up with. Now, if you can't find it, I'll have it posted on my website along about 12:30 in the morning when Kathy and I post this stuff that we talk about. But it's right there. It's
all right.
Yahoo.com. Go to their news page, and type in terror market.
I will be sure to check that out.
Now, here's the headline: Pentagon's futures market plan condemned.
it doesn't even sound. It doesn't even sound as insidious as it is.
Oh, I know, and it's written.
It's not so antiseptic.
And it's written by Ken Guggenheim, who is the Associated Press writer. He is one of their chief correspondents. I've had Guggenheim stuff on this program a million times. So just go to Yahoo and type in Pentagon's futures market plan condemned, and see what you come up with.
That's amazing.
This is a real stomach turner. When you couple this with the bloated corpses of Saddam's sons, and the way media treated that, and the kind of grinding of teeth by Rumsfeld when he talks about death and destruction, and you know that Donald Rumsfeld is a ghoul. You know he eats human flesh. You know he does.
You know, Mike. Today, now with it's you know, listening to you is. I missed this last week so much.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
It did, but let me tell you, I'm gonna put this
all right
in some perspective for you.
Go ahead.
You were ranting earlier about WLS here in Chicago.
Oh, I hate them.
I know, and believe me, today I was stuck in the car, and I don't have a radio, you know, because I'm a teacher and I can't afford one of those things yet. But I'm gonna
one of the Sirius satellite radios.
Yeah, I gotta just break down somehow. Maybe I get one for Christmas or something.
Yeah.
But I was listening to WLS because they're the only thing I could get in my AM radio,
right?
Other than religious nuts. And I was listening to, I had three of their people in a row to have to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
The J. Marvin and Eileen Byrne show.
Isn't that sick?
They were talking about, with all this stuff, you know what the topic was today?
No.
Why do people hate SUVs? I swear to God, I'm not making it up.
Why do people hate SUVs?
Yes, I swear I'm not making it up. Oh, well, I need my SUV because I need the space for my kids and their car seats.
Right.
I'm like, oh, my God.
And you listen to Rowan Gary, probably.
Oh, but it gets better.
Okay.
Rush. Now, you know, I have to be really desperate to listen to Rush.
Yes, you do.
But today I listened to him, and you know what he was talking about?
I'm afraid to ask.
Movie reviews. I swear to God, I'm not making it up. If any of your other listeners are hearing this, or if they heard him today, he was talking about movie reviews for some Christian movie coming out in the spring. And I swear to God, I'm thinking, how can they talk about this with... And then I remembered, oh, yeah, he's an apologist. He's not going to tell us about this stuff.
No, of course not.
And then the most inane of all.
All right, hold it right there. The most inane of all. I've got a break. We'll come back, and then you tell us what that was, okay?
All right.
I'll put you on hold. We'll come right back. The most inane of all on WLS today. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. It's time to make some change now, yeah.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LAI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now. 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk. No payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Show. We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't
he? Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Tune in to IE America Radio Network weekdays for the best in progressive talk radio. The Tom Hartman Show.
That's the Tom Hartman program right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The Radio Free Speed Zone.
Welcome one and all. Tony Trupiano with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everything is well where you're at. It is okie dokie where I sit.
Family Talk.
This is Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera.
The All-American Talk Radio Show.
All-American Talk Radio with Peter B. Collins and Peter Lawford.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I know I have a reputation of being fiery, hard-edged, passionate, outspoken, opinionated, and sometimes explosive. And that reputation is well-deserved because I am. I'm a liberal with a microphone, and that makes me dangerous.
For more information on these shows and other shows, or to listen live, visit us on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
The man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
Blah! Five before the hour, we're talking with Tony and Waukegan, and you were about to tell us the most inane moment on WLS today.
Yeah, the Roe and Gary show.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I listened to them for like a good half an hour before I finally got home, and I still can't tell you what they were talking about.
I swear. Let me tell you. You want to know how much those money those guys make? You want me to tell you?
How much?
Roe makes about $700,000 a year, and I think Gary makes about $550,000 a year.
No
can
way.
Can you believe that?
Now, look, I'm a teacher.
Can you believe that?
No, I can't believe that. No, that's just obscene.
Now, that's not in the Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh range, but $700,000 a year.
That's obscene. For what they do, I mean, my God.
Of course, I'm jealous as hell over that. I make about a tenth that, but...
You know what? Listen, man, it's like I was telling a kid earlier today who was telling me about going to be a doctor or do something that he loved.
Yeah.
I said, man, you got to do what you love.
That's right.
And I can't believe, no, that's obscene.
That's the God's honest truth. Now, that's what it was 3 years ago when Kathy and I left Chicago. Oh. I have no idea what it is now.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's worse.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. after the WLF rant, there's still one more thing I got to bring
up. Okay, go ahead.
And I'm off the phone with you.
Go ahead.
Today, after I got done with that, C-SPAN was showing some kind of conference with Lieberman.
Oh, yeah?
And Lieberman was sitting there talking about how this was a justifiable war and all this other stuff. And I swear to God, at that moment, it brought to mind something that you said before.
Yeah?
And that was, I just can't vote. If they should happen to nominate this guy.
Yeah.
There's no way you can possibly vote.
Yeah.
For him.
I
have thought personally, I will vote for any Democrat to get Bush out.
Right.
But I can't vote for him.
No, you can't.
I just honestly, in my heart of hearts, I would rather sit at home. And I'm a voter. I vote every single time.
I know. We're in a hell of a fix, aren't we, Tony?
My God. This guy comes on and he's like, well, this war was completely justifiable, and I don't want some of our liberal democratic people to get the wrong impression.
Yeah.
And they're stretching. They're saying that the president lied.
Hey, Tony, I got a boogie.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in. Quick break here, folks. We'll be right back. Sorry, Tony. I didn't mean to just cut you off like that. But here comes the train.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Xie xie is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really, Nancy?
Fun ji la is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. It's been another day of bloody street fighting in Liberia. Rebels say they've captured a key city 100 miles east of the capital, once a stronghold of President Charles Taylor supporters. There are also reports of fighting in Liberia's port city of Buchanan and in the capital city of Monrovia. There, rebels assaulted a bridge leading to President Taylor's home. The rebel assault on the capital began 10 days ago, and hundreds of civilians have been killed by stray bullets and shells. There are reports of residents setting containers under tin roofs in order to collect rainwater to drink. 3 U.S. warships have been dispatched to the area. 2 people are dead and 31 others wounded after a powerful bomb exploded on a public bus in Bombay, India today. Government officials are attributing the blast to a terrorist group. An official says the bomb was placed under a seat in the rear of the bus. Police say the death toll could rise as 3 people were critically injured. Security has also been stepped up.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, more, try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
With police now having positively identified the remains of missing Baylor University basketball player Patrick Dennehy, the school's president says the entire community is mourning the loss. The body of the 6-foot-10-inch center was discovered late Friday night just outside Waco, Texas. The discovery brings an end to what Baylor University President Dr. Robert Sloan calls a startling and perplexing saga.
We grieve the loss of Patrick and the impact of that loss on his family and friends and on the Baylor community.
Sloan says Baylor's community has always been one of faith and of prayer, adding that it is precisely in desperate circumstances that such ties truly bind. Sloan went on to ask for prayers not only for the family of the deceased 21-year-old, but also for the family of former student-athlete Carlton Dotson, who has been charged with murdering Patrick. Dotson is being held in Maryland for a pending extradition hearing. Friends and family of Bob Hope are sharing their memories today of the late entertainer who died last night from pneumonia at the age of 100. Comedian Don Rickles says Hope was the epitome of American patriotism.
I mean, he had a magic that everybody, a charisma that everybody said a great thing about him, which was very true. In other words, he was never controversial, and he was never a problem, and he was America. And I used to say, he's wrapped in the American flag. How can you pick on that?
Rickles says he will always remember Hope as one of the great entertainers that represented America to all countries as a comedian.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Surfing the net appears to be helping, not hurting, children's minds. A new study from Michigan State University dispels the idea that kids who go online tend to suffer in school and social settings. Researchers were surprised to find that children who spent the most time online actually had better grade point averages and performed better on standardized tests than those who didn't log on frequently. They also found no evidence that internet use was associated with reduced social contact or undermined communication with family or friends. The researchers theorize that the text-based nature of most web pages causes children to read more, improving their skills. It was a mixed day on Wall Street as investors mulled over a round of mixed earning news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 18 points to 92.66. The NASDAQ was up 4 to 17.35. The S&P 500 edged down 2 points to finish at 9.96. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, running whitewater rapids. What a thrilling sport. In a raft. But in a car, it's a ride that may literally take your breath away. When I come back, I'll bail you out. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. No one intentionally confuses cars for recreational rafts. But if you find yourself in a stream of late-melting snows or heavy spring rains, remember the kid's toy, a pogo stick, P-O-G-O. P, pop seat belts, after you go in water, because they protect you on impact. O, open the window quickly, especially if you have power windows. G-O, get out, no explanation necessary. So make sure your whitewater adventure is with a guide and a paddle. Heed warnings of washed-out roads. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. A couple of quick emails here. First of all, regarding Byron Dorgan getting really upset with this this betting on death and destruction in the Middle East, A.M., writes in, he is the only member of Congress Dorgan is with a son or daughter on active duty in the so-called war on terror. I believe his son was serving in Afghanistan. Remember Afghanistan? Yeah. Who's this? Christine in New York City. Regarding the last caller's question about the fact we don't see U.S. soldiers who have been killed come home in flag-draped coffins to Dover Air Force Base like they did in the late 80s is because Cheney and Powell, just before the first Gulf War in 1991, made it official that there are to be no more official ceremonies with honor guard at Dover because of the, quote, cost to the Pentagon and cost to the soldiers' families, end quote, as in the cost of the families to fly in from where they live to attend the ceremony. CNN did a very, CNN did a very extensive story on it about 6 months ago, and you can find stories about it on military websites and newspapers. You'll read that many military families have tried to do something about it, but they have been able to fight it. It's shocking. They treat these soldiers' deaths and their families just like they treat September 11th families, with total disregard and disrespect. Another thing that they've done that I just can't believe. Yeah. And honest to God, I get emails from right-wingers who take me to task and say, how dare you call our president a vampire, a ghoul, an eater of dead flesh? Kiss my ass. They're 1,000 times worse than that, okay? From Robert, do you suppose this betting parlor idea was Bill Bennett's? You're right, probably. And Cal says, wasn't there evidence that certain global entities knew about 911 and traded accordingly? Well, yeah, there was the selling short the futures market on American Airlines, and who were the other airlines involved, Kathy? There were American, was it United? And that story just died. There were millions that were made, and the last I heard, nobody had claimed their win. So the story just died. American media doesn't give a damn. They couldn't care less about stories like that. You know, they'd rather report on Lacey and Scott Peterson. Now, if you want to check this out, it's at MSNBC.com, the gambling thing. Stu in Illinois sent this in. MSNBC.com. We'll publish all these links tonight, but you can go there if you want to right now. And also, PAM, it's Policy Analysis Market. And the acronym is PAM, like the girl's name, PAM. And Larry sent this in. PAM has their own website. It's policyanalysismarket.org. And go to their homepage. I was doing this during the break. They have a homepage, concept overview, the organizations behind PAM, and becoming a PAM trader. This is the sickest thing I think I have ever seen. I don't mean to come across as naive here. Because I've been around the pipe a few times, right? You know, I'm not 19 or 29 or 39 or 49. But this is really sick. Is this not sick? Now, who wants to join the military? Huh? Who wants to become a soldier? There are ghouls and vampires in this society who are betting that your ass will be blown to pieces eventually. That's right. Young Mr. America, young Ms. America, how about that? There are ghouls and monsters in this society who have set up a nest in the Pentagon. And they have set up something called Policy Analysis Futures, or whatever the hell it's called, Policy Analysis Market. Already it's slipping. It's blowing out of my mind like so much gas, right? But young Mr. America, young Miss America, put on the uniform of the American military now. Huh? People will make money betting on your death. Betting on your death. How about that? You like that? Huh? Makes you want to run right out and join up. Uncle Sam wants you. This is filthy and vile and disgusting and very Republican and very Bush. The Bush crime family did this in the run-up to World War II. They helped Hitler build the death camps to take the Jews and kill them. Take the gays and kill them. Take the socialists and kill them. Take the Polish partisans and kill them. Take the gypsies and kill them. The Bush family is eyeball deep in blood, blood, blood. Red rum! Red rum! Red rum! You know the scenes in The Shining where, what's the kid's name? The little boy. Oh, God, Danny. Yeah. Danny Torrance. Mrs. Torrance, Danny's not here. But where Danny is riding his little scooter through the carpeted hallways of that hotel, and all of a sudden he stops. And at the end of the hotel, I guess those are doors to the elevator, and all of a sudden just this huge wall of blood rises up and comes splashing down the hall. That's what the Bush crime family is all about. These people feast on death and destruction. It's astonishing to me. Astonishing. I wonder how many Jews in this country voted for Bush in this last election. I wonder how many Jews voted for Pappy Bush. And if you are of the Jewish faith, and you voted for these people, are you not aware that they financed the killing machine that probably wiped out your family? Oh, my God. I wonder how many Catholics voted for these monsters, knowing or not knowing that the Catholics went to the death chambers in Nazi Germany, too. And you're Catholic, you're Jewish, you voted for these people. I wonder how many Protestants who have to know that so many of the gays in Nazi Germany that were rounded up were Protestants, and they were executed because they were experimented on and then murdered, and it was financed by the Bush family. Do you people not know that? If you don't, why don't you? Why don't you? If you are Jewish and you vote for Bush, do you know you are urinating on the deaths of your family members? Do you understand that? If you're Catholic, do you know what you're doing if you vote for Bush? You're doing the same thing. You're peeing on the graves of your religious brothers and sisters who were executed and murdered by the Bush family's financing of Adolf Hitler. My God, this family is corrupt beyond belief. So now this joint Senate House 911 farcical commission, not commission, but investigation comes out, and it's blacked out, redacted, whatever the hell you call it, the sections about the Saudis financing terror, and that 15, how many of us don't know that 15 of the 19 bombers who came to this country and murdered 3,000 Americans and people from 50 different countries were financed by the Saudis, and that the Saudi royal family, and the Saudi royal family, and the Bin Laden family, and the Bush family, and the Nazis are all business partners. What the hell is wrong in this country? And that's who is president, a mass murderer. And what are we doing about it? We're sitting here doing talk radio. And now you can bet on death and destruction. You're not investing in a company. It's not like buying shares of Grumman. It's not like buying shares of the TRW or Hughes or any of the warmongering monster companies in the United States that feast on death and destruction. No. That's bad enough. This is worse. This is a direct bet.
Well, I'll bet that 150 Iraqis will be blown to pieces. No, I'll bet it'll be Kuwaitis. Oh, I win. It was the Iraqis. Give me my money. I hit the trifecta again.
If there is a God, which I do not believe there is, if there is a God, whether he or she or it favors Muslims, Jews, Christians, Baha'is, Buddhists, whatever, if there is a God, this God is going to take these people who set this thing up, and he is going to, in his massive, mighty paws, he's going to pull off their arms and legs, pull off their heads. He's going to stick his finger inside their guts and just rip them into a million pieces and fling them into the universe. That's how pissed off God is going to be. Ooh. Ooh. That's a terrible image, isn't it? That's how bad this is. No, I'm sorry. That's how bad this is. Now take it to the 10th power. That's how bad it is. Betting on death and destruction, and you win money. Oh, Christ. It's almost bad enough to make me go back to religion so I have somebody to pray to for the deaths and dismemberment of the people who are setting this up. But that's not the goal or the objective in religion, is it? I mean, you don't pray for stuff like that, do you? You pray for peace and harmony and rationality and justice and love. And isn't that what Christ was about? Isn't that what Muhammad was about? I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. I just know that that Pat Robertson has issued a fatwa, has done a Salman Rushdie number on three members of the Supreme Court who said in their ruling, essentially said that, well, gays are just like anybody else. But Pat Robertson, being obsessed with homosexual sex, obsessed with incest and sodomy and whatever, the sick little monster man has now issued a comparable Protestant fatwa against three members of the Supreme Court, wishing there's only two ways to remove them, death or impeachment. Oh, I guess there's retirement. Jesus, where are we? Oh, God. This is go home after work and take a shower night. We haven't had one of these for a while, have we? Okay, your phone calls as soon as we come back. I know some of you folks have been holding on for a considerable length of time here. I do apologize, kind of. Not a deep apology, kind of a surfacey apology. But your phone calls as soon as we're through this commercial set and come back. Stay with us.
Crossroads, tried to buy back my soul, bet it all on just one roll, seen a pair of snake eyes looking cold, when you lose it's only fair.
Hey mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! You know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free. 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Show.
Adam, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. What's up?
I just find it that you guys are really cynical to believe that Cheney or Bush or any of these guys would risk troops' lives to make money. You must think that these guys are really evil people.
If you go back to 1998 and read the Project for a New American Century, what they were saying basically, if we're going to continue to consume 25% of the planet's oil, then our security is at risk if we can't secure our oil supplies. So we have to secure the oil supplies by seizing control of the Middle East.
Is this what you say they said, or is this what they have stated in a policy and
This is what they said.
Why is this on CNN every night?
It was on CNN a year ago. It was on CNN in 1998. They wrote a letter to Bill Clinton demanding that he attack Iraq, and that letter has been a public document ever since. And it was signed by all of these guys who are now in the administration.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy.
And you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why don't you put something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
24 past the hour. All right, as promised, Todd, our commercial jet pilot, is calling in from Santa Fe. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? It's so good to have you back.
Yeah, I'm just thrilled to be here myself.
I'll tell you, just when you think it couldn't get any worse, huh?
Oh my God. Oh,
I mean, we get the big what? Earlier this week, we get the Saddam Hussein's sons paraded around for, what, 2.5 days on the news media. They were positively orgasmic over it.
Oh, wasn't it? I couldn't believe that.
It was the most hideous thing I've seen, only surpassed by what you've been talking about for the last hour, that we can now buy terrorism futures.
That's astonishing. Now, somebody just sent me an email, Todd, and said it's on the front page of tomorrow morning's New York Times.
And this is financed by our tax dollars.
If it comes from the Pentagon, yes. Yeah.
I mean, is there anything more vulgar, more hideous, more ghoulish than this idea? And, you know, what's incredible about it, it's going to be a self-fulfilling deal here. You understand that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Now, see, the terrorists can go out and buy futures on their future acts.
Mm-hmm.
And thereby finance more future acts. What are these people thinking?
I don't know. It's insanity. Todd, I don't know what the hell country I live in anymore. Here it is, New York Times. There it is.
Unbelievable.
Boom, tomorrow morning's paper, right on the front page. Pentagon prepares a futures market on terror attacks.
Unbelievable.
There it is.
But, you know, it's believable in terms of when you look at these guys like Wolfowitz and Pearl and Cheney and Rumsfeld. When you see them on television, when you look in their eyes, they're dead.
Yes.
These people are dead men walking.
Wolfowitz especially. I don't think I've ever seen. You know, that's why I, seriously and half not refer to them as ghouls. There is no life in any of their eyes. Cheney and Wolfowitz especially. It's just dead space when you look at them. And that to me is the scariest thing you can see, is when you're looking at what appears to be a living human being, you look into their eyes and there is that dead space there. That scares the bejesus out of me.
Oh, yeah. Wolfowitz is a sick character.
He is indeed.
And we have to remove these people. This regime is as bad as it gets. I mean, I just can't think. Like I said, every day it's something else from these folks, and you wake up and you go, what's it going to be today?
I know.
And just when you think it couldn't get any worse. But on a much lighter note, we got to inject a little goodness here tonight.
Okay, do it.
We out in New Mexico here are hosting the Killer D's from Texas.
Yeah.
11 Texas senators have now absconded from Texas and are firmly ensconced in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And all of us in New Mexico would like to wish them a big, happy welcome to New Mexico.
You know, I saw an article that Governor Richardson has welcomed them to your state for their sabbatical or hiatus or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah.
And they must be making the bug man crazy when they do this, and we just love it. It can't get much better than this.
Hey, how are things in India?
Things in India are wonderful, although I heard there was just a bombing in
Weren't you in Bombay last week?
I was in Bombay the week before, yeah. I have to get up there at 5:30 in the morning to listen to your show.
Oh, my God.
But it's a good way to start my day in India when I'm listening to the Mike Malloy rant, you know.
Yeah, right. To get your heart pumping and your blood pressure up and your
absolutely.
Well, Todd, it's always good to hear from you.
Mike, it's great to have you back. Keep up the good work, partner.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha.
All right, you have a nice evening. Todd is a commercial jet pilot who, through the magic of email, helped me overcome a decades-long fear of flying. And Kathy and I flew when we were out of here. We flew to Detroit and back. I'm liking it now. We flew, what was it, an MD-80? That's what we flew back and forth from Detroit. MD-88. I don't know these terms, you know. I'm just starting to like it, starting to get addicted to flying. I just, you know, the first time we flew after all that time not flying, I got a couple of emails of people saying, don't do it. They'll put a bomb on the plane just to get you. No, I don't think so. Oh, my God. Stay with us. Phone call's coming back. I'm Mike Malloy.
People, you after them. Why have we waited so long? Why didn't we sort this out last time? Was he less evil then than he is now? The stock market holds the answer to why him, why here, why now? 'Cause it's all about the price of oil.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LAI, Bongo, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The wholesale privatization of America's air traffic control network is on hold for at least another 4 years, but incrementally it's another story, according to a federal spending bill that landed on President Bush's desk this weekend. The bill's original function was to set Federal Aviation Administration budget levels for next year, but a provision added after the full House and Senate votes also prohibits the FAA from contracting out air traffic control services at any of the nation's major air hubs. It does, however, authorize privatizing services at 71 smaller airfields, bringing the total number of sites under private air traffic control up to 289.
Cracks in the armor of George W. Bush's plan to privatize nearly half the federal civilian workforce. Last year, the president pitted 850,000 government positions against the private sector and set a quota of at least a 50% privatization. inflation rate. But even Bush supporters called that plan arbitrary, and under mounting criticism, the White House rolled back its quota system last weekend. Meanwhile, a plan to slash pay for civilian government workers was shot down by the House Appropriations Committee late last week. The White House had proposed annual pay increases of 2% instead of the usual 4.1%.
Crossing the border into Canada may have never been easier. Canadian customs officials are in a budget crunch, and the border guard staff is already undermanned, so in order to avoid paying expensive overtime, student summer workers are being drafted into guard duty. According to the union representing the full-time customs officers, there are about 2,000 people working border control in Canada, and more than half are students who only receive 3 hours of training before being assigned a post.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
Blah, 27 before the hour. Robin is calling from Victor, West Virginia. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Mike. My God, man, we miss you.
Yeah, well, we're back.
Well, that's great to know. I got to tell you, the one of the nights I tuned in, you were gone.
Yeah.
They had Charlie Likens on, and to be quite honest, I was having a little cognitive disconnect at the time, and I thought, why in the hell are they having the car guy on that night?
I have no idea. You know, I have nothing to do with that.
Well, it wasn't the car guy, obviously.
I know.
I'll get to my point.
Okay.
It's been tough sitting around on hold because, you know, you get all these ideas. You know, you call up with one and you wind up with a dozen.
I know.
But the first thing that comes to mind is the business with taking wherefore and why for on the video. You know, it reminded me of Dorothy taking the broom back to the wizard.
Okay, you kind of lost me there.
Yeah, the Saddam's son.
Right. Yeah, I got that part. Taking the broom back to the wizard.
Yeah, he said the only way you'd send her back to Kansas is if you brought the broom back.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I get hung up on the flying monkeys, and I can't get past that part.
Yeah, they scared the hell out of me when I was
right,
a kid.
Right, me too.
But to there was a bunch of stuff, and most of the people have covered the stuff you missed while you were gone.
Yeah.
One of the fun things you missed, however, was that apparently when celebratory shooting, and we understand that here in West Virginia too.
Yes,
by the way.
Yes, you do.
When celebratory shooting erupted in Baghdad after the announcement about Qusay and Uday.
Right.
The Florida National Guard had not been warned.
Yeah.
So they responded by stitching the body of a 40-year-old unarmed Iraqi civilian man with automatic gunfire.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then to put whipped cream on top of the cherry, they put a couple of caps in the brains of an 8-year-old girl.
Oh, great. Oh, this is wonderful. Yeah, this is just wonderful. And why do they hate us? They hate us because we buy houses.
Because we buy houses. Yeah. And because we're there to make them free.
And we love freedom. That's why they hate us, man.
One last thing. I did hear one of your callers mention Rush Limbaugh talking about movie reviews.
Yeah?
I know what he was talking about.
What was he talking about?
He was talking about the movie that Mel Gibson can't get out yet.
Oh, that one where Mel Gibson said he had a personal experience with Jesus while he was making the movie?
It's called The Passion.
The Passion, that's right.
And as it turns out, Mel is involved with a radical right-wing Catholic sect.
That's right.
In Malibu.
That's right.
That advocates a return to pre-Vatican II.
Yeah, let's go back to Latin. I like Latin.
I love Latin. You know me. I'm your official ancient history geek.
That's right.
I love Latin.
But there's more to it than just going.
There's a lot more to it than Latin. You know, apparently Mel hasn't gotten over blaming the Jews.
No, that's exactly. And Mel's father is not very good at not saying that the Jews are Christ killers either.
That was the fun part, Mike. That was the fun part. After Mel invited the entire right-wing freak cadre to view a rough cut of his movie and forced them at the end of it to sign a confidentiality agreement walking out, including Jack Valenti of the Motion Picture Association of America, no less.
Oh, my God.
After he did that, I think the guy's name's Abraham Weitzman.
Yeah.
Of the Anti-Defamation League said, look, I'm the fairest guy in America. If you're showing this movie and it ain't blaming the Jews, I'm going to come out and say, hey, it ain't blaming the Jews.
Right.
But they wouldn't let him in.
Oh, my God.
And the day after, literally the day after, KABC TV 7 in Los Angeles interviewed Mr. and Mrs. parents of Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And Mr. Gibson said, Al-Qaeda had nothing to do with 9/11.
It was the Jews.
No, he didn't go that far.
No.
He said, the planes were flown by remote control.
Yeah.
And that's the last time I let my kid loose with the remote control airplane. God knows what he's controlling when he's doing that. So he said, the planes were flown by remote control into the towers.
Yeah.
And then his wife is standing there by the microphone, and you can only imagine her. You can only imagine her grabbing the microphone and pulling it to her and going, and by the way, there weren't even 6 million Jews in Europe before Hitler took power.
She didn't.
She did.
On Channel 7 in L.A.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's mama.
Yeah.
Oh.
And here's the good part.
My God.
Here's the good part. It was actually a conspiracy between Hitler and his financiers, and that's where you write in Bush.
Yeah, Bush.
To relocate. There was no Holocaust.
Right. It was typhoid.
It wasn't typhoid.
It wasn't even typhoid.
It was a cultural relocation of the Jews to the Middle East to fight the Arabs on behalf of Hitler, whom they loved.
Aha. Uh-huh. And this is Mel Gibson's family.
Mama.
Yeah. This is a sick family. I will never go see another one. You know, ever since Mad Max, this guy has gotten more and more and more into the Matrix, hasn't he?
The thing is, Mike, you know, I'm a Scotsman.
Yeah.
And I stood there, you know, I stood up and I whooped, and I mean, we've got my family has legitimate ties to, you know, Scotland and all that crap. And I sit there and I tell my kids, yeah, this is what it was during Braveheart.
Uh-huh.
And this is how the English treated us.
And this is William Wallace's story.
And then I hear all this stuff.
Yeah.
And my, you know, it's just another what do you tell the children kind of moment.
Man, I had not heard the story about Mel Gibson and his parents. So that's what Rush Limbaugh. So Rush Limbaugh, not only is he a racist pig that's going to be on ESPN where most of the people he'll be reporting on happen to be black, but he's also an anti-Semitic thug who supports the idea that no Jews were killed in the Holocaust. This is Rush Limbaugh, huh?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great. This is great.
And you know what? Living here in West Virginia, they call up the radio stations in droves.
Yeah.
And they say, you know what? That's right.
Yeah, we love you, Rush.
No, it's not we love you, Rush.
No?
No, it's... That's all a story them Jews tell.
Yeah.
Jesus. Tell me it's not hard to live here in the hills.
Well, I hope you're well-armed.
Well, we are.
That's
at long range and short.
That's good. That's good, Robin.
Mike, take care. I'm glad you had a nice vacation, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Peace.
All right. Same to you. Oh, my God. Mel Gibson. What did we see, Kathy? What was the one about Signs? When we went to see Signs, Kathy and I were sitting there, and we came out of the movie, and we said, you know, Gibson is getting awfully twitchy lately, hasn't he? He just twitches. I don't know. There's something twitchy about this guy.
There weren't 6 million Jews in Europe at the start of World War II.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Our senior correspondent, Chris, in Minnesota, emailed in during the last break. He says, Mike, after hearing the story about the betting parlor, you know, the futures thing the Pentagon is running. By the way, it's on the front page of New York Times. Go to NewYorkTimes.com. There it is. Check it out right now, right this second. Go take a look. Or go to MSNBC. You heard it here first, thanks to our astute listeners who sent the story in. Well, maybe you didn't hear it first. But anyway, Chris writes in, after hearing the story about the betting parlor, I can't for the life of me understand why the world hates the United States. I mean, why would someone hate us for betting on their deaths? I mean, why would someone hate us for deciding whether to put our money on whether or not their children will be swimming, choking, or puking up their own blood? I mean, why would someone be driven to whatever lengths to kill Americans because someone said, hey, here's a way to get even more rich? Oh, that's right. They'd hate us because their lives mean less than spit to us, because their lives mean less than ours. September 11, 2001, Chris writes, 3,000 people are killed. The world is said to have changed. The world is said to have stopped. The world is said never to be the same again. October 2001 to November 2001, countless Afghans are killed. Their country is tilled and leveled and tilled again with countless bombs. Countless diseases are let loose into the environment of Afghanistan. Countless Afghans will be born without body parts. Countless Afghans will be born dead or mutated. The world is said to be the same. Life goes on. Yawn. March 2003 to the current day, countless Iraqis are killed. Their country is tilled and leveled and tilled again with countless bombs. Countless diseases are let loose into an already diseased environment. Countless Iraqis, already being born without certain body parts, will now be born not at all due to the fact that their would-be parents have either been sterilized by the 12 years that they ate irradiated and unprocessed food or drank disease-infested water, or the fact that their would-be parents did not survive to puberty. The world, once again, is said to be the same. Life goes on. Yawn. And now you can bet on whether Syria, Iran, Liberia, Libya, North Korea, France, or Canada will be attacked next. And now you can bet on whether the world will be the same, and life will go on while Americans yawn, and people that live in the Middle East bleed. And we don't understand why they hate us. I don't understand why we don't hate ourselves. From our senior correspondent. When I saw the story about the betting parlors, or the futures market, whatever you want to call it, earlier this evening, when a couple of our astute and dedicated participants in this program sent me the links, I thought, no, this really, this is one of those stories where the next day AP or whoever released the story will retract it and say, ah, damn. But that's not the case. MSNBC has it, AP has it, and now it's on the front page of Tuesday's New York Times. And if you don't want to wait for your Times to be delivered, just go to nytimes.com. Yeah, you have to register. You're probably already registered. It doesn't cost anything. But go to nytimes.com and read the story. It's right there, front page. I thought I was shockproof. You know, I grew up, like a lot of you did, through the assassination. Not grew up. I was a fully formed adult, but came to political awareness. Starting with the, all kinds of assassinations. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Robert Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, the attempted assassination of George Wallace, the assassination of George Lincoln Rockwell, the American Nazi, just assassination after assassination in this country, you know, the lynching, the assassination of Medgar Edwards, the lynching of Emmett Till, just on and on and on, you know, death, and it's like, wow. Jesus, is that happening in my country?
And all through the fire hoses and the attack dogs and the murder of gay teenagers and the beating of Rodney King and just on and on and on and the Vietnam thing and the horrific lies that were told and the 58,000 Americans and 2 million Southeast Asians who were butchered for nothing. And then the Marine barracks in Lebanon. 246 Marines blown to pieces because Ronald Reagan and George Bush allowed them to be blown to pieces. And Sabra and Shatila and the Palestinian refugee camps and just on and on and on. And the killing fields in Cambodia, the death and destruction in Laos, Nixon, the bombing of Laos and Cambodia, it's just on and on. The death and destruction perpetrated against Central America during Reagan and Bush one. Hundreds of thousands of people, peasants they call them, slaughtered, macheted to death. Death squads. Robert Daubuisson of where was he from? El Salvador? Was he El Salvador or was he some other? It just all runs together, doesn't it? The Contras, that Ronald Reagan declared to be the moral equivalent of our founding fathers, nothing more than a band of CIA-hired murderers, thugs, killers. Just on and after all of that and much, much more, I thought that I had just become immune to it, like Jesus. And so what? That's just the way it is. This is the 20th century. Well, now we're in the 21st century, and we have the Bush crime family back in power. And what they are doing, makes a lot of this stuff look like nothing more than the rehearsal before the real terror troupe comes on stage. All the rest of it was nothing more than dress rehearsal. Here is the real deal. Now you can bet on death and destruction. And it's handled by Rumsfeld's Pentagon. That's where we are now. And why did we impeach Bill Clinton? Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, I'm not here to tell you anything that you don't already know. But, man, we have fallen through the looking glass, haven't we? And then if you spend any time, I didn't watch it live, I watched Kathy's tape of Paul Deadeyes Wolfowitz. All over weekend television. Just here's a guy who obviously had his ass kicked every time he turned around when he was in middle school or high school and became a sick, perverted little punk who said, someday I'm going to get even. Someday I'm going to kill. I'm going to be responsible for killing thousands of people. You bully sons of bitches that beat me up and made me eat my own lunch with, someday I'm going to get back at you. And Elliot Abrams said the same thing, and Dick Cheney said the same thing. And Donald Feith, or Feith, whatever the hell is it, all of these little chicken hawks. And here they are in power, and now they're doing it. They are slaughtering and killing Americans, Iraqis, anybody. Show them to me. Let me kill them. Let me kill them. Jesus.
We love America, but that's no reason to get hysterical. They're laying on the serum. If we ain't waffles, we ain't having it. In a world going on the think right. So much violence and it's right. We're going on all day. Now, how many people must get killed?
Oil families' pockets to get filled.
How many oil families get killed? Not a damn one, so what's the deal?
Right now, it's nighttime. You're starving, and there are people at Denny's just like you. Except for one thing. See, they're not starving. They just ordered a plate of steamy little mini burgers. Oh, here comes a big plate of hot, zesty nachos. Mmm! you know, there's one more difference between you and them. Yeah, see, they're having fun. Denny's, a good place to sit and eat.
Hey, Mom, are you ready for some good news? Tax rebate checks will be arriving over the next 3 weeks. Are you ready for some more? Sears will cash your rebate check free of charge with any purchase. And since you'll be in the neighborhood, why not start saving on back-to-school items? Right now, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bonco, and Mud. In styles like low-rise, boot-cut, button-fly, straight, carpenter, and stretch. Just bring your tax rebate check to any Sears, because savings like these are too good to pass up. Sale ends August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now. 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk. No payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the charts.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
The American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
Five before the hour. I also wanted to mention tonight, before the program's over, you know, this program is streamed. Am I saying it right? Kathy's the computer whiz here. But it's streamed by radiopower.org. That's one of the organizations, one of the two or three, four, that stream the program. They are holding a crucial fundraiser right now, radiopower.org. They broadcast not just this program, but a lot of liberal and progressive programs, including this one. So if you can help out, If you know, times are tough. If you can't, you can't. But if you can, they subscribe or they are part of the PayPal donation system, whatever you call that. But you know, that's the same thing that the Bart Cop uses. A lot of the internet sites use. Go to radiopower.org and check it out. And if you feel like it, send them $5, whatever. They do a lot. Shelby LePre, who runs that, does a lot of good work with progressive and liberal programming, and it's strictly on her own. She's got no backers. It's strictly by listener support, like a lot of stuff on the internet. So if you're so inclined, go to radiopower.org, check out what she's got to say there, and if you feel like making a small donation or a large one. You know, isn't this here comes another bad word. Isn't this a bitch? I mean, we have to do this. Liberals and progressives have to do this. We have to talk about each other's need for $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. You know, and the right wing, what do? They tap in to these filthy, blood drenched money pots, and they get as many hundreds of thousands as they could possibly want. And here we all sit. how could you help out? You know, truthout.org is constantly looking for money, and bless their hearts. Who else? The Guy James Show, Shelby here with Radio Power. You know, here we sit. We all try. Christ only knows why we're still on the air, Kathy. I have no earthly idea. But it just goes on and on like this, you know? Huh? Could you imagine some filthy punk like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or the rest of these people say, would you go to radiopower.org and help them out or send truthout.org a little donation? Hey. Oh, God. I'm just sick of being David. Wouldn't you rather be Goliath? Just for a week. Thanks to Mark Marshall, Maximum Interactive. .com, our web streaming company and webmaster. Also, Charlotte Jones, who engineered the program in Detroit tonight. Catherine Bay, who produced it. Robin Bittman, our announcer. I'll see you tomorrow night, y'all. I hope. I hope. I really, honest to God, hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is set to meet with President Bush tomorrow. Even before the White House meeting, Israel is making moves to counter Palestinian complaints that it's failing to meet the requirements of the roadmap. Laura Iyama reports.
In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers fired rubber bullets to drive off protesters trying to tear down a controversial fence Israel says it needs for security. Many fear the fence will define the borders of a future Palestinian state. This comes as 1,000 people marched in the Gaza Strip calling for Israel to release 6,000 Palestinian prisoners. Israeli officials reportedly plan to increase the number of freed Palestinians to 540, falling far short of the demands. Israel already has closed a handful of West Bank roadblocks and says it will withdraw from two West Bank towns. All those measures are meant to boost Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's position in tomorrow's talks with President Bush about making progress on the roadmap to peace.